Okay, so I'm here with Victoria Carr, who's the head of customer analytics, and Scott Gregory, who's the senior solutions manager, both from Experian. And what I would really like to know is, why do I need a scorecard review?
It is not unrealistic for scorecards used by financial lenders to deteriorate over time. This can be due to a number of different factors, such as the scorecard was developed a number of years ago when the current market and economic climate was very different, or there has been a change in the business goals. We would typically advise that scorecards are either refined or redesigned every 2 to 3 years to ensure that decisioning is being applied as close to the current market as possible and the demographic of individuals applying for credit today. Our own generic Delphi scores are typically redesigned every 2 to 3 years to align to any of those changing market conditions and potentially also make use of additional data assets that are coming and available, such as payday loan data. It is vitally important that scorecards are regularly monitored to ensure that there are no major misalignments occurring that may warrant a smaller fine-tune or tweak to scorecard weights and/or cut-off strategy. We'd normally advocate monitoring scorecards on a monthly basis at least, with more frequent and intense monitoring around launch or any other significant portfolio events such as a new market launch.
Thanks for that, Scott. So, Victoria, what actually does a scorecard review look like?
So there are four key aspects to a scorecard review, or health check as it's also known. The first is a benchmarking exercise against your peers and the UK market as a whole. This gives you valuable insight into how your portfolio compares to your competitors in terms of balances, arrears, roll rates, and it will help you identify areas where scores or strategies should be reviewed. Secondly, we undertake a review of how your scorecards are performing compared to expectations in terms of discrimination, accuracy, stability, and alignment. We will assess where there are potential weaknesses and how they may be addressed. But it's not just about scorecards. Policy and strategy will also be reviewed to ensure that lost opportunity is kept to a minimum and that underwriters are used in the most effective way. Lastly, it's important to be aware of new data sources and how it should be used within your decision processes. New data sources are constantly being added to the Bureau, and they can give significant benefit if used optimally within your decisions.
Okay, that sounds comprehensive. So what are the actual outcomes of a review? What are the actual benefits, I suppose, of somebody doing a review?
Okay, so from the outset, we would typically adopt a consultative approach during the scorecard review exercise. We want to ensure that whatever we're analysing will answer specific questions asked by our customers. Typical questions we'd be answering could be whether our scorecards are aligned to our strategic business goal of increasing our level of approvals, or whether we're targeting the right individuals that have the highest propensity of repayment within our collections operations. We'd engage in a collaborative approach, ensuring that the scope of the business review is agreed at the outset and subsequently discuss data requirements, timescales for the review, and whether there's a need to append additional data sources through a retrospective bureau attachment. Our analysts and consultants will then be engaged creating the materials explained by Victoria earlier, with a comprehensive scorecard health check report being produced and delivered by our consultants as per the agreed scope. This report will highlight areas of particular strengths and where things could potentially be improved. From this report, a clear list of prioritised actions will be drafted. We'd call this our roadmap. These actions could include a number of quick wins, such as adjustments to cut-offs or a simple weight change for a number of characteristics, through to longer-term actions that may involve more detailed redevelopment of scorecard and/or strategies. In addition, and as part of this roadmap, we'd clearly articulate what the expected business benefit will be from the specific actions to illustrate the return on investment from applying these changes that are recommended. We'd ideally look to continue working with our customers post-delivery of this report to ensure that certain actions are being applied and the results being observed are as expected. Where necessary, amended suggestions to changes may well be required.
Okay, great. Thanks for that. So what would I actually get out of the review?
The scorecard review will provide clear recommendations for any corrective action necessary to ensure optimal performance of your scorecards. The potential outcomes of a scorecard review are a recalibration. This is a realignment of the score to odds relationship to your desired scale. This would be appropriate when deteriorating accuracy is observed below the target threshold over a period of several months. A scorecard fine-tune is a realignment of individual characteristics within the scorecard. This would be needed if deteriorating characteristic performance is observed across a handful of characteristics. The scorecard in this instance is no longer optimal and could be improved as a result of a fine-tune. A full redevelopment is appropriate when deteriorating scorecard performance and/or misalignment is observed across many characteristics. This suggests that the scorecard isn't working effectively and needs to be redeveloped. New data sources would also be considered within a full redevelopment, and there is additional benefit from doing this. The scorecard reviews that we have undertaken have given real business benefit as a result of the investment made. A recent scorecard review led to a full redevelopment that gave a 40% uplift in discrimination, which, as you can imagine, resulted in a significant reduction in bad debt and exposure.
Thanks for that. It really helps me sort of understand it. And thanks also, Scott, for your input as well. So it seems to me that it's really important that at least every 2 to 3 years clients look to review their scorecards. It's going to address updates, but also any valuable opportunities which may currently be missed. So it's kind of a good practice thing to put into a structure and a business strategy. So if somebody wanted to find out more, then probably the best way to go about it is to speak to somebody, speak to their account manager. It's a consultative process, scorecard review, so really understanding the individual requirements of the business is going to be key to be able to provide a journey and a strategy for them. There is the Analytics Knowledge Hub online as well, which is experian.co.uk/AKH, or alternatively, anybody can drop us an email to analyticsuk@experian.com. We'd welcome anybody to contact us to talk about scorecard review, whether it's an inquiry or an actual issue that you want to address. So we'll wrap it up there, but if anybody wants to get in contact, then we'd love to hear from you. We hope you've enjoyed the podcast.